Money and banking play integral roles in modern economies, influencing everything from individual purchasing power to global economic stability. Understanding these concepts in the context of economics involves exploring the nature of money, the functions of banks, their impact on inflation, and the execution of monetary policy. Nature of money. Money serves four primary functions in an economy. It is a medium of exchange, a unit of account, a store of value, and a standard of deferred payment. These functions eliminate the inefficiencies of barter systems, providing a means to measure and store economic value, facilitating transactions and economic planning. The types of money include commodity money, which derives value from the material it is composed of, like gold and silver fiat money, which has value decreed by governments, such as paper currency and digital money, including cryptocurrencies and central bank digital currencies, which represent the newest forms of money. Functions and types of banks. Banks are central to the financial system, performing several key functions. Deposits, they provide safe places for individuals and businesses to store their money. Loans, they redistribute saved money by lending it to those who can put it to productive use, thereby stimulating economic activities. Payment systems, they facilitate transactions, both domestic and international, enhancing the flow of money. Financial services, they offer services ranging from investment advice and wealth management to currency exchange. Banks can be categorized into retail banks, which serve individuals and small businesses, commercial banks, which cater to larger entities, investment banks, which focus on complex transactions like mergers and acquisitions, and central banks, which manage a country's currency, money supply, and interest rates. Inflation and banking. Inflation reflects the rate at which the general level of prices for goods and services rises. Banks influence inflation through the process of credit creation. More lending means more money in circulation, which can lead to inflation if it outpaces economic growth. The interest rates set by banks on loans and deposits also significantly affect economic activity and inflation. Lower interest rates make borrowing cheaper, potentially increasing spending and inflation. Monetary policy. Central banks, like the Federal Reserve in the US, or the European Central Bank in Europe, implement monetary policy primarily to manage inflation and stabilize the currency. They use tools such as setting interest rates, open market operations, buying or selling government bonds, and changing reserve requirements, how much capital banks must hold against deposits. Interest rates. Central banks adjust interest rates to control economic activity. Lower rates generally stimulate the economy by making borrowing cheaper, while higher rates can help cool an overheated economy and tamp down on inflation. Open market operations, these are used to manage the money supply. Buying government securities pushes money into the economy, helping to reduce interest rates and stimulate spending. Selling securities does the opposite, pulling money out of circulation and potentially dampening inflationary pressures. Reserve requirements, by adjusting the amount of money banks must hold in reserve, central banks can directly increase or decrease the amount of money available for banks to lend, influencing inflation and economic activity. Challenges and innovations. Implementing monetary policy involves significant challenges, including delays in policy effects and global influences. Monetary policy actions by major central banks can have spillover effects internationally, impacting exchange rates and economic conditions worldwide. The banking sector is also at the forefront of financial technology innovations. These include the development of mobile banking, blockchain technology, and artificial intelligence. Such innovations can enhance the efficiency of banking services but also pose regulatory and security challenges. Global perspective. The globalization of banking and finance means that banks often operate across multiple jurisdictions, complicating regulatory compliance and risk management. Economic integration, as seen in the European Union, can also affect banking practices and policies. Conclusion. In summary, money and banking are foundational to economic theory and practice, affecting how prices are set, how goods and services are traded, and how economies are stabilized and grown. The roles of money and banking in controlling inflation and shaping monetary policy are critical in maintaining economic stability and fostering growth. As the global economy becomes more interconnected and digital technologies evolve, the complexity of managing money and banking only increases, requiring ongoing adaptation by businesses, consumers, and policymakers alike.